It's That Other Masonic Podcast. Here's Jared Adkins and Todd Whaley.
And welcome back to another episode of That Other Masonic Podcast with the OGs in the house.
OGs, you just finally made it to the episode. What are you talking
Two
about?
Two out of three ain't bad. That's what Meatloaf said, right? Two out of three ain't bad.
Who sings that?
Meatloaf.
Let him do it.
Shut up. Brother Jared Adkins.
My brother Todd Whaley.
Coming to you from home, Bethlehem Lodge number 574 in the best town in Dubois County, Bird's Eye, Indiana.
No, we're not Ferguson.
I mean, that's part of our school district.
Southeast. Ferguson was busy this weekend.
Kendall Mart.
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
I did not take the kids to Chris Kendall Mart. I wanted to.
Don't worry, but ain't nothing there but lady stuff.
I could have milked a couple hours from the part-time job at the station if I would have went over there and just took pictures.
But that's true.
We were busy.
Yeah, have you ever seen a Carmel? They have a Chris Kendall Mart, too.
Carmel, Indiana is very nice. We got crap sitting everywhere.
Well, that's secretary desk.
We're speed recording tonight because I got the laptop open. That way I'm recording right in the app on my laptop that I use to, record the news from home in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Instead of doing it the old-fashioned way that takes me a while to edit, we're just going to quick try. Anyways.
Anywho.
We had some... We don't have to go into detail, but we had a little scheduling snafu occur this weekend.
Really my fault.
And, I'm going to blame you. I'm the executive producer, but I really put you in charge of finding – you get more guests than I do. Cause
I don't know how either.
I've just gotten lazy at that side of
yes,
it.
Yes, you have.
I have. You've kind of taken over.
Yeah, pretty much.
This used to be a 50-50 division of labor, and here lately it's 80-20 you.
90-10.
John counts for –
A little bit.
Yeah, John Castle.
A little bit.
John is, he's had his wife went on a big religious retreat, and it is, of course, opening weekend of deer season. John's hunting, so.
It is. I'm just not much of a deer hunter.
I haven't been in the woods in 10 years, guy.
Yeah, I was turkey hunting there for a while. My ears got so bad I can't even hear them, so why even go?
When I got super fat, by the way, down 60, 65 pounds since January.
With not a stitch of exercise.
Not a stitch of exercise. I just get a shot every week.
Not a crunch, not a walk.
And I changed my diet a little bit. But anyways, I've got lazy. I'm not hunting anymore.
Now you're back to full strength Coca-Cola.
You know what? I did. I was craving an original Coca-Cola, and I got one. I don't even have one. I got one, the original.
See, I never liked Coca-Cola. I like Diet Coke, but I don't
Do you
like...
want to live in a world without Coca-Cola? That's what Heisenberg said once, Walter White.
As long as they got Diet Coke, I'm fine.
So what I'm making is, when he was referring to his pure methamphetamine on Breaking Bad, he goes... What you're making is knockoff. I'm making Coke. And the guy's like, who cares? And he goes, do you really want to live in a world without Coca-Cola? Touche. All right, enough about that. So, scheduling snafu, things are going on, and...
It's been a weird weekend.
That's okay. We're going to figure it out. So, the thing that we do the best, and I do it at work... Even though I'm not full-time.
Go to rabbit holes.
No. You got to interrupt each other. Time. Like if the if the system crashes at work, well, I'm live on air. Got to fill time. So we're going to fill time here. And we're going to talk about, we just had elections earlier this month
yes,
for 2026. And I was so excited. My time in the East after 2 years is coming to an end, and I'm like, yes, I'm just going to sit in the church pews on the side and not do a damn thing.
No, you're not.
And then I get a text from Todd being like, hey, by the way, congratulations. Todd Whaley is moving from the south to the east, totally skipping the west.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
But I thought I was going to get out and not do a damn thing, and Todd's like, hey.
You said you wanted to do something.
You're gonna be the junior deacon, so.
Yeah, all you got to do is sit there and open the door.
You originally said he was going to appoint me senior deacon, and I said, do you know the way those chairs are? I have to sit around and turn around and look at you. And he's like, and? I'm like, I'm a fat guy. That hurts my neck and back to do that. Where if I'm sitting in the back as junior deacon, I can just look forward. I don't have to move at all.
You need a little stretching in there, a little twist, and it'll be good for you.
So this episode is going to be kind of a twofer. It's going to be about my tenure in the East and outgoing and your upcoming tenure in the East. And we'll delve more into your time in the East after you get installed in January. But for now.
I'm already a past master. I've been through this.
Four times in a row.
4 years in a row on it before.
Shout out Austin 128 up in Tipton, Indiana.
That's right.
We were there. the night of Grand Lodge.
We'll probably go back.
Mm-hmm. We're drinking some at Blackberry Dr. Pepper inside the lodge.
Yeah.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It was Blackberry Dr. Pepper.
I can't believe they brought that out. That was crazy.
What? Who doesn't like Dr. Pepper, guy?
Well, yeah, still.
You have soda in the lodge. We got sodas in the fridge out there.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Lodge cannot prove a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I wish you could see Todd's face like, shut up, dude, shut up.
I didn't know you had it.
Yeah, but so 2 years in the East.
Yep.
How do you think it went for me? You tell me what you think.
You only did part time. You only did 2 years.
Oh, here we go. Let's talk about it.
You did you didn't do anything, groundbreaking or anything. You kept everything going, and
I tried.
I mean, it's with the limited amount of membership we have.
We're at an interesting point in our lodge's timeline, our lodge's history, our lodge's future. New membership's not coming in. Older members are slowly not able to make it anymore. We're at a unique point.
Active guys are getting burned out of it.
I would liken this to, and we don't talk politics on the show, so don't even open y'all's mouth, but I'm using this analogy. I liken it to a president who cares what way they are. I don't give a shit. Todd don't. I shouldn't have said that word, but whatever. But I liken it to a president coming in after 4 years of a country being in a straight recession or something. Yeah. Is what I liken it to. We tried. We got involved in things. The membership's just not there right now. I don't think it's our lodge.
No, it's not just us.
I mean, the other two lodges in the county, I can't speak for them, but I'm assuming membership's a little bit down.
Yeah, I mean, we have had degree work a year and a half.
Pretty much.
I guess it's been about a year since we've had degree work.
Yep.
But, you know, there's still stuff we could do about the community. But like I said, I've said this 100 times on here, is we have to get outside of Birdseye. We have to start taking our lodge and doing stuff outside of Birdseye.
Well, that's why we got involved in the Hyman Fest last year.
True.
That was out of the town of Birdseye. It was into the town of Ferdinand, which is the third biggest town, whatever. It's called the town, but it's a city.
It's not big enough for a city, it's a town.
Okay, well, it's the third biggest one in the county.
Right.
Right after Honeyburg and Jasper, who each have their own respective lodges.
Right.
Ferdinand doesn't have one. What this has is school district connection, which the Birdseye kids go to the Ferdinand School District.
Southeast Du Bois. Yeah.
I just say Ferdinand, but yes, Southeast Du Bois.
Yeah.
So we got involved there. And looking back to June of 2024 when we did that, we were well received by so many people.
Yeah.
Everybody goes to, the three big festivals every year besides the Du Bois County 4-H Fair is Jasper Strassen Fest.
Hey, your phone ringing.
No, I think it's yours.
It is mine. I don't know you.
Okay. It's Jasper Strassen Fest. It's Honeyburg's Herb Fest. And it's Ferdinand's Hymet Fest. And there were so many people that was like, wow, it's great to see a little town like Birdseye here. We had a lot of people from Birdseye come to the Ferdinand Hymet Fest. Like, wow, this is cool. And they shopped at our booth. They ate at our food.
They got a lot of it.
Yeah. The turkey tenders. We had turkey tenderloins on a stick.
Turkey tenders and corn dogs.
And we had lemon shakeups. Yeah. We sold a lot of lemon shakeups,
too.
Even though the competitor next door had some lemon shakeups. But
it was kind of saturated, but whatever. But, look at all these little festivals. Ferdinand had the Hymet Fest. And he had Chris Kittlemark. People think we should have been something like that. Then, we got the Birdseye Fest over here, if you want to call it whatever, Fireman's Ball or Park Fest. I don't know.
The annual Fireman's Fest.
Whatever it is.
I grew up in this town.
We need to somehow get involved in that. Not to make any money, just to get some publicity out of it. But then there's other stuff. We do our dinners and stuff like that, but nothing outside of Birdseye. I mean, we're not going to get any more members out of Birdseye from what I can tell. But, right now, you gotta play with the cards you're dealt. So the people who should be members of this lodge who live in this area, we need to get them back in here.
Well, and
that's why we discussed moving our meeting night.
We discussed this earlier tonight. First Wednesday of every month is our lodge meeting. At our first meeting last meeting a couple weeks ago,
right?
We discussed, and it was actually our treasurer who is sitting in a senior warden. He said, "I've noticed lately, talking to members of the community, how many people on the fire department
Right.
Like young guys. Who said that they would love to be members of this organization. But
who are members, though.
And some who are. Why don't they come to the meetings? Because the fire department meets the first Wednesday of every month.
That's when they have their training.
And no offense to our fraternity, the volunteer fire department in Bird's Eye is a very big thing.
Oh, yeah, very big.
And they put that first, as they should.
Absolutely.
But there's at least five or six guys that are members of this lodge who are on the fire department said if the meeting date was switched, I'd move. There's, you know, a handful of guys who said I would join if the meeting date was switched. So we haven't done anything official, but we had some guys in this lodge who are friends with close friends and relatives with people in the fire. They said, we're going to float the idea. We have floated the idea of moving our meeting night to the second Tuesdays of every month because our star chapter meets on the first and third Tuesdays. So we floated the idea, and we're going to talk about it again at the next meeting. Now, if that's something that we get pulled off, and we had done that while I was in the East, game changer.
Maybe.
Huge game changer.
I mean, it could be. I mean,
you'd have more people show up for a state of meeting. I don't know if we'd have more degree work, but we would.
You'd probably have more show up, yeah.
But let's be honest, and we've said this in past episodes, people don't want to come sit through a business meeting.
No.
They don't.
Well, you have to make it more interesting, and
that's why we have Masonic education.
And that's kind of what I'm working on this year. I've talked to several guys so far, and I'm trying to set up dates with them, but I want to make sure our lodge not going to change dates on them. Like having like the Tyler Whitaker,
you know,
the Roger Van Gorder,
earlier this year,
come down for a state meeting and give a education at every state of meeting.
Well, earlier this year when Bricky came out,
and that was well received.
We had, this lodge had probably 50 people here.
Yeah, well, yeah,
it's 40, 50 people.
I think it was 30.
And that was all,
right.
By the way, not to toot our own horn, but toot. That presentation was based off our Three Ruffians episode, which again, I laugh because Todd's like, Grand Lodge is going to pull our cards, man.
Thought we went a little far.
It's baseball. You know, baseball is my first love before wrestling even.
Throw strikes.
Now, you don't throw strikes right down the middle. You paint the corner of the plate with your pitches. And that's what we did with that Ruffians episode. But, hey, Bricky's went on to perform that Masonic education at multiple lodges around, you know, the tri-state. I don't know if he's hit Kentucky, but I know he's been here in Indiana and out into
Illinois.
Based off of what we did in that
episode. I went down to his lodge and did one, too. So
yeah.
I did the Golden Fleece down there.
But, you know, there was a lot on that agenda for 2024 and 2025, when I got elected in November of 23 to sit in the East. You know, one of the things we've talked about religiously is we need to refigure and redo this parking lot out here because it is a disaster zone.
Yeah, well, especially keeping people away.
No, it's not keeping people away, but I put that as a huge chip on my shoulder. Like, let's get this parking lot fixed. Let's get more parking. Let's get it re-graveled. Let's get it sewn up. Didn't happen.
Well, it's also a money thing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to get the air conditioner and the HVAC fixed.
Which is fixed now.
Then we had to get the gutter fixed.
Which we needed because the snow and ice pretty much killed our gutters.
Exactly. They were hanging on by a thread. But it's just everything else. You know, the prices, our taxes went up. Our insurance went up. Well, not so much our taxes, but the insurance went up. And, you know, the recapitulation or the thing to Grand Lodge, paying Grand Lodge went up. I mean, it's, you know, if we're not bringing any more people in, we got people dying off. You can't spend more than you bring in. You know what I mean?
Well, and here's the thing, too.
No one's going to give us like 3 tons of gravel to put on our parking lot.
Well, I mean, our junior deacon, him and his brother.
Well, I know, but
our late junior deacon.
Right.
We love you, Ron. We miss you all the time. Him and his brother, you know, have those trucks and have access to that gravel. They were going to come up for next to nothing, if nothing at all, even, and do that. But we never got it. We never made it happen.
Yeah, you never pull a trigger on stuff like it. And it's hard to kind of let go of that money sometimes when you know, okay, we have something else coming up. Or that's why, you know, next year I want to do a few more fundraisers. But also I want to, and here's the big thing I want to do as far as countywide. I want to start a DuBois County Masonic Association.
You hear that, Line Lodge and DuBois 520?
We get together, you know, 3 times a year, have a good dinner, have a meeting with education, and come with, and, you know, bring your ideas in here.
And bring a glass of brandy.
Who's Brandy? But no, I mean, get together. We'll bring up ideas of fundraisers we can work together on. And also, we can, you know, like I've been wanting to do the last couple of years, is to have a booth at the 4-H fair to try to get members all across the county to help all three lodges. I'm not looking at just helping us. I want Masonry spread all through the county. But, I mean, I know the Tipton County Fair was someone had to be in the booth at all times, or they would shut your booth down, pack it up, and you wouldn't be back.
Right.
And that's the hard part. And it, by the time when they opened it for the whole week,
I'm listening. I'm there. Checking something on the Grand Lodge portal, by the way.
There you are.
I am. Look, Grand Lodge of Indiana.
You're looking at porn.
You can't say corn on here.
Why not?
Did you know there's an app out there for religious people to stop watching corn?
Yes.
It hit my algorithm the other day, and I'm like, what is the algorithm trying to tell me here? Like, I promise I haven't been looking at corn.
You might be watching too much corn.
Dude, you don't need to look at corn. You just need to go on the dark side of Twitter. Let me tell you. Well, I made the mistake of searching something on Twitter one time. I've told this story, and I'm like, so the video popped up, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Is that what I think it is?
It is.
And I sit there and I'm like, no, that can't be. And then the camera panned back and I'm like, holy shit, that's what I thought. And I'm trying to click out of it.
No, you weren't. I was.
But yes, dark side of Twitter.
Yes, sir.
X now, excuse me.
Whatever it is.
Might be aptly named for the side of it I was on. No, I'm seriously Grand Lodge Porter. Go ahead.
But yeah, we just need to get more out of the community. And Freemasonry in general, and I've beat this horse, so it's, you know, ran over until came back alive. We just have to get back out there. I mean, and we need to have a parade going down Main Street. And I mean, like I said, Grand Lodge, you know, they'd all be a week-long thing with a parade at the end of it, you know. Where we have parties every night, and not like your white tie parties like they have now, but get together, brotherhood nights, which some of our lodges need to have too. We need to have, you know, nights where it's not about coming here paying bills. We come in here, or we meet somewhere. We meet at, you know, one of the restaurants in the area, and everybody sit down and have a dinner together.
And that works.
And just talk and be friends, be brothers. But I brought it up one time on Facebook. Like, hey, will anybody be here to getting together? One night, I think I said headquarters or something like that. And
I like headquarters.
A couple guys like, I wouldn't go in that place. I don't drink. It's like, okay, drink a Dr. Pepper. I don't care what you drink. Just come out and hang out, you know? But, you know, it's just stuff like that where one person will go in there and be the bad apple and kind of turn you off on it. You know what I mean?
You mean one guy go in and make a fool of himself?
No, I don't think so much as that. I think there's the guys would, you know, if you do it on Wednesday, who's going to get hammered on a Wednesday? We're not 21 anymore. I got work the next day.
Right.
Hell, these days, if I eat too much sugar before I go to bed, I'll wake up with a hangover, let alone drinking. So, what are you looking up on Grand Lodge?
Just doing a member search for somebody.
Who you looking for?
Well, a guy that I know from being at the radio station. He's always out at community events, and he always says, "Hey, brother, how's it going, brother?" and everything. And I don't know if it's
maybe he's a wrestling fan.
Well, I don't know if it's a
hey, brother,
or if it's just because he made the comment Thursday. He saw me at the Economic Futurecast Luncheon for the State of the Economy in the State of Indiana. And he's like, I haven't had a chance to check out the latest episode of the podcast yet. And I'm like, it's a really weird thing for you to say to me, guy. So I'm cross-referencing his name. And your search found no members. Okay, well.
Story of my life.
I mean, I could just text him and ask him.
Could. What's it going to hurt?
That's right. What's it going to hurt? Okay, anyways, I'm done with this. This is the Grand Lodge Portal website's being. Okay, anyways, what are you working on?
I'm just looking at Facebook. But
oh, because that's super important. I'm over here doing God's work.
Shut up.
Don't forget, this is still my lodge until January.
Oh, could man. Be your lodge even longer.
Where's John to run interference when we need him? John, I love you.
Hey, dear hun. Yeah. Your mouth breather.
Oh, John.
But anyways, just next year, I mean, I want to have a lot more. I want to have more speakers come in. I like to have a speaker to every meeting, but that might be a little hard.
Who's going to do the cooking when you're in the East next year?
Well, I don't know. We'll figure
definitely
something
not
out.
The junior deacon. He works night shift.
He didn't even do it when he was junior warden.
Yeah, I didn't do it when I was junior warden.
Didn't even attempt it.
No. Didn't I offered to buy pizza bad. Once or twice.
Didn't even feel bad about not attempting.
You know, one other thing, you know, and I know we're kind of talking about your upcoming tenure and the end of my tenure and everything. One thing that we did not stick to, we stuck to it for a couple of months and then we got away from it. Was our practices once a month.
See,
to keep us fresh for degree work. And I love the first couple practices we had several members show up for that.
Yeah, then you
which
had,
showed me that we had interest in it.
Well, you had that guy, that kid from Line Lodge, and he was a little smart mouth, little punk, and yeah. I didn't much care. To find out he didn't even go through his degrees altogether,
no.
So.
No.
I mean, that kid had some issues, though, which I give him that. He went through a hard life, and so I kind of get it, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, show a little respect, you know.
Yeah, he was
very disrespectful at some point. So, but I don't blame him. He, you know, why should he? No one's ever showed him any kind of respect or anything. So,
yeah,
I mean, his foster parents did, but
they tried.
He tried, and he just wouldn't accept it. But anyways, I think if the lodge doing just the work themselves would be one thing. But right here, you get so much help, and so many guys travel. Like, you know how I feel about travel. If you're going to travel, you're going to work.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with guys doing that. So I've never thought a practice was really worth it. You can practice on your own. Everybody knows how degrees go around here. You know what part you're going to play. You know how you're going to put what emphasis you're going to put on everything.
Definitely not any of the
craft.
Yeah, definitely none of the craft. Yeah. Boy, me, you, and John had that.
Yeah, we screwed
that was
up.
Your idea. I didn't even want to take part in that.
You should, though.
I'm lazy when it comes to the Master Mason degree.
No, you shouldn't be.
My cover for that is because I don't know the parts of it. I just like to watch it. Or, no, my cover is I just like to watch it. In reality, it's probably because I don't know.
Yeah, but who always does the three crafts? It's all the old men because no one else wants to learn it.
used to have the late, great Harold Huffman a craft. Doc Gray always plays a craft. All the guys.
Because then they probably never study it. They just saw it so many times they learned it that way.
Well, I mean.
You know. But, you know, up north with me, it was always Keith Fouts, Toad Warden, and usually one other old guy jumping in. That's how I learned it.
Wait. What did the most legendary name in Indiana Freemasonry?
Frosty?
Yeah.
He could do it, too.
I love how you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're
man,
so,
you know what?
You're so keen on Frosty.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
A name like Frosty.
When Chip... So we recorded at your lodge that night.
Right.
The High Grand Lodge. Then the next morning we went back for day two.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chip came out of his way to find me and bring me Frosty. And Frosty's like, is this the guy that keeps talking about me?
Yeah.
And Chip's like, Chip was like, I wish you could have seen your face when I came around the corner with Frosty.
And I've known Frosty since I was 18 years old.
That is just the coolest name in Indiana Freemasonry. Frosty Featherstone. That's just...
It's just a nickname is all it really is.
It's just, he's awesome. That guy, you should have seen the look on Frosty's face when I'm like a deer in the headlights and like this awestruck child.
You're like a fat kid looking at a birthday cake.
Like a fat kid looking at a birthday cake and Frosty's just like, I'm the whole time Frosty's like, probably thinking, what the hell's the matter with this kid?
This crazy bastard.
We love Frosty. Why don't you get Frosty on the show?
I don't know. I never really thought about it, to be honest.
I bet you still got Frosty's number.
Yeah.
I bet you could get him on the show.
Yeah, sometime we will. Probably go up next year for Grand Lodge.
I'm going to say, I'm taking vacation. We're going up for Grand Lodge next year. That's going to be a yearly tradition. We record the night of Grand Lodge at your lodge. As long as somebody, and I'm talking to you, Tim Clouser, as long as somebody brings that Blackberry Dr. Pepper, because Dr. Pepper is my favorite soda.
Mm-mm. Won't allow it.
It was Dr. Pepper, I swear.
Okay. You ever just taste one snitch.
Great. What? Time out. What? Even if it takes a snitch, it doesn't matter. We were not in an open or tiled lodge.
Okay.
We were sitting in the fellowship hall the way I remember it.
Okay.
I gotta stop.
You get yourself in trouble.
Grant, where's the men in black? Where's the men in black pen? Just
yeah, no kidding. Yeah, you just forget you said that, but. But no, as far as this year, I'd like to have a. I'm trying to get a speaker to every state of meeting.
That just about ended in disaster.
Yeah, it did.
If I would have hit all over my pants, I was prepared to take my pants off to record. Mm. I got boxers on.
I don't care. Ain't gonna happen. But no, I want to have a speaker at every state meeting, and at least some kind of meal. It don't have to be anything fancy, but
dude, I'm down with old school hot dogs and a bowl of macaroni. Somebody heat up some wieners. Somebody heat up some mac and cheese.
You gotta have chips with them.
I'm a simple man.
But yeah, stuff like that. I mean, I just want to have more activity at the lodge. I want to do more stuff as a lodge.
You know what I regret not doing?
You have a fire pit out here, you know it.
You know what I regret not doing? Just more fellowship nights.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like, that's one thing I dropped the ball on. Like, hey, guys.
Card night?
Nothing coming up. We'll just come up. We're just going to play some cards. And John's or Todd, somebody's going to put some food on their smoker. And we're going to smoke something. And
well, now we got the Blackstone
up,
here.
So yeah, come up on a Friday night. We're just going to play some cards. We're going to set up the projector. We're going to watch a movie.
That's what I really like to do is
Book of Secrets.
Yeah, something like that, or just there's a really good Masonic documentary out there that I just saw. I can't remember.
Did you see the Masonic documentary about food?
Oh, from Lexington Lodge.
Yeah,
out of Louisville?
Are we not a bunch of fat asses? Well, I mean, I've lost weight, but still,
you got to remember though.
Masons eat. That's the only reason I got back in lodge was to eat.
Well, yeah,
that's it. I mean,
but yeah, that whole thing was Lexington Lodge.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
they get together once a year to have like a fancy tuxedo.
Like you're talking like a full course meal
like a
full dress regalia and everything.
Yeah, they get like the seven toasts and everything, and they do it right.
You know, one thing,
and you have to RSVP that and pay for that yourself.
You know,
that ain't cheap, man.
I've said before on this show, and I'm not on TikTok as much anymore.
Thank God.
Man, if Grand Lodge wouldn't seen some of the lives I was running. There was some nights where we had good Masonic education in there.
Yeah, but
there was some nights it was a train wreck. And
you get those girls that have no purpose coming to Masonic Lodge. You guys fight for their attention all damn night. Then you all fight with each other. Next thing you know, you're trying to turn each other into Grand Lodge.
But man, have some traffic coming into those lives what? Like, we were getting people waiting for boxes that come up.
It's just ridiculous. But guys in there go, well, that's my girl. Girl's in freaking Timbuktu.
There was nights when we did have some good, honest Masonic education. Shout out Erica.
Some of the girls up. Can we talk about something else? Well, you're violent.
Oh, that made you mad. You're still hot about that, aren't you?
Pissed off of that.
She said, I don't want to talk about this Masonic stuff. It's boring. Man, your face, you bit the inside of your cheek.
Like, you can leave anytime
you want. Todd's like, you can leave anytime you want.
Yeah, go start your own life if you don't want to talk about this.
But, you know.
But like I said, when I joined TikTok, I did it for Freemasonry. I didn't go in there to meet somebody. I'm married.
Well, but where I was going with this is we have a really good relationship with a lot of our Prince Hall brothers.
Yeah.
In the circle, which I still call it the circle, even though I don't run as much.
They are huge on her now.
Yeah. Prince Hall. We got so many Prince Hall friends on TikTok, me and you. One thing I regret doing, and one thing I love is how our state fully loves and embraces its Prince Hall brothers. Not every state does that, but the state of Indiana does it. But in the state of Indiana, we roll out the red carpet for our Prince Hall brothers, and I love that. And one thing I wanted to do, and I couldn't pull this off during my tenure, is I wanted to have a Prince Hall brother come in and just sit and lodge with us. Sit and lodge with us, maybe talk to us a little bit. There's nothing saying we can, if I'm not mistaken.
I bet you he'd been overdressed.
I know. I'm telling you. Our brother, our good friend Blade, who's Blade's in Cleveland or Cincinnati somewhere.
Cincinnati, yeah.
Blade goes, I would love for you and Todd to come sit and lodge with me one night.
Well,
I'm like, you guys. And that's one thing I love about Prince Hall.
I don't know about outside of Indiana what we have to do for that.
True.
I don't know if we have recognition. I know we have recognition with the Indiana Prince Hall Masons. Now, that'd be something we're going to talk to the Grand Lodge about. Make sure we're okay doing
but
that.
But Blade's like, I'd love for you and Todd to come sit in just a regular meeting at our Prince Hall Lodge in Cincinnati. Yeah, I love Blade. Blade, I don't know if you still check out the show or not, but we love you, Big Dog. I miss Blade. Yeah. I need to get back on there.
I still pop in there once in a while. Just say hi. I don't come in a box anymore. I just stay on the chat because I don't have much to say anymore. Just
I love those boats. Prince Hall guys.
they get going, man.
They get going and they get laughing and cackling. You know what?
What's up, Square? Just like,
I have it on good authority.
I'm too white for this.
I have it on good authority that Crash and Boost a Seat still say we're invited to the cookout.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just once. We'll bring salt and pepper.
We'll bring salt and pepper.
It's our seasoning. No, I'll tell you, the funniest thing, I was in there with a bunch of Prince Hall guys one night. And you remember the TV show Boondocks?
Oh, yeah.
With the whole family name, yep. Uncle Ruckus.
Uncle Ruckus.
They started laughing and said, that is the funniest son of a beep. And they were all like, laughing. What are you laughing at? I know what Uncle you're talking Ruckus. About, but I'm not getting the middle of this one, boys.
But that was something else I wanted to do, and I couldn't find a way. Because correct me if I'm wrong, and I know we have a lot of Grand Line members and a lot of people in the Grand Lodge building that check out the show,
right.
As they should, Indiana's first Freemasonry podcast. We are, and I always quote
and
this,
only.
We are unofficially supported by the Grand Lodge of Indiana. Unofficially,
well, I mean, they
endorsed.
Support us as brothers. They don't support us as
they
a
support
show.
The show as long as we don't say nothing stupid.
Which
but
has been a fine line.
We toe that line really good.
Yeah, we step
but
right on it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. There's nothing that said a Prince Hall brother couldn't come sit in our lodge and present some Masonic education.
No, not at all. Like I said before.
Isn't there... Now, we have talked about this, and this is where I need you to do some digging. Or somebody shout us out. When you hear this episode back in a week or two... Well, I guess you're hearing it now. Whatever. I didn't think about that. That's the dumbest thing I ever could have said. I've said a lot of dumb stuff. But anyways, the closest Prince Hall chapter to us is either somewhere down in Spencer County or it's down in Vandenberg County, which would be Evansville.
Evansville.
But I thought there somebody said something about Rockport. Rockport, Spencer County, southern Spencer County.
There is a lodge, a Prince Hall lodge in Rockport.
So that's southern Spencer County.
Now,
but you would think it would be Vandenberg County, which is Evansville.
Now, they meet on a Sunday. And if you look at
we're not allowed to meet on Sundays, I thought.
We're not allowed to meet on Sundays. I don't know about them, but
maybe they meet before they go to
the
cookout.
I bet you anything, it's no longer. I mean, it's on the Prince Hall Grandma's website, but it don't show any contact information, really. I think there is a secretary. That's it.
Then there's got to be one in Evansville, then.
Oh,
there
yeah.
Has to be.
There's one in Evansville. They actually meet at the main lodge building in Evansville.
This is where I need David Bricky because I can never remember this. Even though he's Newburgh Lodge, he goes to all the lodges in Evansville, too. One or two of those Evansville lodges, there's like four or five or six of them. One or two of those has their own building and all
Lessing,
the rest share the other.
Lessing, I believe, has their own building now.
And then there's Evansville time. Lodge, there's Daylight Lodge, there's Reed. Maybe there's only four.
There might be only four now.
But I don't know.
The Prince Hall Lodge, I think, meets at the lodge building down there downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Man, they've had some rough luck this year. The flooding all the time. And all that work, Troy, you know, helps. Yeah. And all them brothers help. And anyways.
Yeah, hopefully they got enough to get all that stuff fixed and all that. But just, you know.
You know, I do want to devote an entire episode coming up after you're installed in January.
To me?
To what you're doing, because you wanted to do that to me, but... Off the cuff here, because we've got time to fill in this episode.
Yeah.
You know, we've had scheduling snafu, so we're talking a little bit about my turn. I want to talk a little bit preemptively about you. What else do you see some things you'd like to do, some changes you may or may not to try to get going here? What I mean, you haven't done your agenda yet. I know you will because you made me do
down,
it.
Yeah.
But, like, tentatively, just off the top of your head, what else are you kind of cooking up?
Biggest thing this year is making the lodge meetings – you know, to where you get something out of them. You don't come here, you get a meal and pay the bills, and we
don't even pay the bills anymore.
Well, you know,
well, let me clarify that, sir.
We don't go through
we have
the
an
lines.
Executive committee that takes care of the bills payment.
But we don't come here and just go boom, 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 boom. I want to actually have, you know, an interesting meeting of Masons. Where
I don't want to have a four-hour meeting, no offense.
Because
I have to go to work. They're letting me all.
I just want discussion, and you can leave early for our care. But
thanks.
But no, I mean, I want to have the debate and the discussions about certain symbols or someone bring up a lot of education. And then having a guy present it, then having a 10-15 minute conversation about it afterwards. You know, do we need a parking lot masonry afterwards till 11 o'clock at night? No, but it's
those
fun.
Those were fun.
It's fun, but it doesn't even be necessary. But
parking lot masonry sure dipped since we lost Ron.
A little bit. But, no, it, I want to have the education. I want to have, you know, I want to be able, at the end of the meeting, I want to be able to ask everybody, you know, we always say, you know, what come you here to do? Learn to improve myself in masonry.
Right.
I want to ask you about it. Did you improve yourself in masonry?
I thought
tonight?
He was going to say that other part first. And I'm like, oh, look at him. He's look at you. Toeing the line. Toeing the line.
But, you know, did we improve ourselves in masonry tonight? That's the biggest thing. I want guys to go home better than what they showed up. And I think that means a lot. If guys come there and like, hey, I really got something out of that. But we just come here. We do the same thing every month where it's come in, eat a, you know, not even eat a meal halftime. Tell them to come in here, open poorly.
Open poorly.
Yeah, which, you know, we haven't been the most proficient lodge sometimes.
We just had lodge of instruction 3 days ago.
I know. I don't know how we did either.
I mean, somebody didn't bother to ask to, you know, we didn't take up the pass, which, you know, as which, Rex pointed out, not all lodges do.
No,
but everybody that is, was in this lodge, I knew was a Master Mason, so I didn't.
It's in the ritual. That's the first
right.
line the master says. You know.
Right.
You can tell junior warden.
Right.
You know, senior warden.
Yeah, you tell them. And
but then the senior warden just stands up and goes, yep. Okay, everyone is. But.
Right. Which Rex is like, that's kind of a fine line because, you know, some, but like, I knew everybody in this room was a Master
right,
Mason.
But you can determine that.
Right.
The guy in the West has to determine that.
He should determine that, but I'm technically in the East. I am his boss, so he operates on my will and pleasure.
But
so it was my will and pleasure that
but
we
that's
got
his
started.
Job.
Right. That is his job, but I supersede him. I'm his supervisor. We can talk to your blue in the face about this, and Grand Lodge is going to be like, now, Jared, come on. But I'm like, it's still
right.
My will and pleasure he's operating on. It was my will and pleasure that we opened, and I knew everybody was that. So if I supersede him, I'm saving him from doing his job because I supersede him.
I don't think you're still getting it right.
I'm just trying to figure out how
you can get away with making a mistake.
I just stirred the pot. Yeah, that's what it was.
Because you made a mistake, you're trying to justify you making that mistake.
Also, I've been up like 27 hours straight
by the point we had that.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, the ritual is the ritual.
The ritual is the ritual. That is true.
Now,
Grand Lodge. I'm just yanking
now,
your chain.
Like I've been told before, what Grand Lodge don't know won't hurt them.
Oh, but we tell on ourselves
all the time. But when the Grand Lodge officer's standing there, it's kind of hard not to tell them.
We tell on ourselves all the time. But we love Rex. Like,
yeah,
Rex is
fine.
Great. Rex talks to us at Grand Lodge.
Sometimes, you know what?
You know what? I mean, he almost didn't make it.
Well, he went to
the GPS took him from Evansville into Princeton into Gibson County. I'm like, that's not us, guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what happened with his GPS there. He might be on one of those iPhones. That's probably what it is.
Probably.
All you people out there with your iPhone technology, you suck.
Probably using Waze, not Google Maps. But yeah. No, he was using Google Maps, but I had
probably that Apple Maps.
I had the address here as just 10 State Road 64, which should
now
be 10
saying,
West.
Yeah.
Which
I
didn't know mattered, but
apparently it does.
But I also told you could have typed in Bethlehem Lodge 574 when it came up because I'm the one that put it on Google Maps.
I dropped a pin on there once too. So
I own it. But
and now you own me for the next 2 years.
Yeah, probably more than that. But
yeah, you should do four. Since you did four in a row up in Tipton, you should do four in a row here.
Like I told them, I'll stay there as long as you need me to be.
Couldn't wait to get rid of me.
No, it wasn't that. You got a vote. You got a vote staying there, didn't you?
Yeah, I had one or two votes to stay, and I was like, oh, man. I did not vote for myself either.
Liar.
I did not. I thought it would be funny, so I voted for Eddie.
No, you won.
I voted for my chaplain.
Which Eddie won.
I didn't
get the vote.
He said, you know, Eddie's got a lot going on this year, our chaplain, and he said, I can't take
and
this.
And I gladly would let him have it, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind one bit having Eddie master.
No, Eddie's
that's
good
what
guy.
He thought. I'm like, hey, go right ahead. I'll move up a chair. John can move up one chair.
Well, we got things right. John, I mean, I appointed him senior deacon.
Right.
And so he didn't get the stewards or the junior deacon chair, which I don't care.
But
John went to the South.
John went to the West.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He skipped the South. Who went to the South?
Nick.
Oh, yeah.
But remember what I said? I said, hey, guys, don't forget. That spot can't stay vacant for a year. you don't have to have a spot in every position.
Right.
That's why I'm trying to get John just to go to the south. That way, not make him jump around everything.
I was not going to leave the West in the hands of our current senior warden.
You would have had to.
Okay, he's a
vote to have a vacant.
He's a busy guy. He's retired. Some of them retired guys that get busy.
Well,
yeah, we're not going to talk about it right now. But he,
I think a lot of his buddies not here. You know, and you know,
whatever it is, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I can't force anybody to be here. No matter how many officer chairs you give him, no matter how many summons you give him, you can't force him to be here.
Tell your story again about the summons for everybody that may not have heard this episode. This is one of my favorite Masonic stories. Tell people how you got people to come back to Lodge, what you did as master.
It only happened once or twice. It only worked once or twice.
Tell them what you did. I love this story. For those who may not have heard the story.
Well, up there at Austin Lodge, you know, we noticed we weren't getting a lot of the, you know, non-officers showing up.
Right.
Basically.
This is how times have changed since the mid-2000s.
Someone generally said, well, put a summons out there. You're the master. Put a summons. They have to answer all due signs and summonses. And I'm like, okay.
And you went with the... And I say this as a TV and news radio guy.
Newspaper had a free thing in the classifieds.
You put it in the dying technology of newspaper.
Yeah, we put it in newspaper.
Which wasn't dying in the mid-2000s.
The master of Austin Lodge summons all master masons to be at the lodge at the next day to meet this date, this time.
And what happened when you got to the parking lot that night?
Oh, we had probably three or four extra people there. And we had guys in wheelchairs and... You know, guys from like the retirement home, stuff like that. Their sons were bringing them up.
And everybody's like, what are you doing here? Well,
we got summons.
We got summons.
And it was just something we tried. And like, hey, why not? But, you know, I noticed I got an Arts and Science Lodge out of Ohio. And they have basically they put out summons every meeting. So I gotta see if I can find that real quick. I think I got a screenshot of it.
All right. Well, you go see if you can find that real quick. And what I'm gonna do is I'm going to go ahead and sing everybody a little diddly here.
Don't do that. You know, they put a trestle board every meeting. But it says
people wanted to hear me sing, and you totally just they were holding a balloon and you popped it.
Yeah, because nobody wanted to hear you sing.
Okay. Well,
all right.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna turn my mic off and nobody will hear me.
Good deal.
I'm just going to talk about this the rest of the episode. Nobody can hear. There we go.
But no, Arts and Science Lodge of Ohio, one of those new lodges over there, they put out a trestle board, and it says, and I quote, "You are hereby summoned to attend the works of Arts and Science Lodge number 794, October stated meeting." And they have dinner where, because they don't have dinner at the lodge, they have it at a restaurant beforehand.
I wonder what that has done as far as turnout for their stated meetings and stuff go. I wonder how that's changed things. And legitimately curious.
I don't know. I'd like to have Dan Hirico on. He was one of the charter member of that lodge. They do things different, but not as different as...
Well, you know how the Ohio Masons are. I mean, we did have like Brother Jim Hall on once.
They're not like a European concept or a traditional observant lodge. They do stuff a little more.
We had Chad Kapansky on before, too. He's an Ohio Mason. Yeah. We know how you Ohio Masons are. We love you, Chad. We
I like Ohio Masons. I got family in Ohio, so...
You know what?
What?
Sidebar. My show. Your show.
Right.
Our show.
Right.
Partially John's show now, too.
Well, he's here.
You know what pisses me off? And I shouldn't say that, but we had a past grandmaster use the word bitch once, so I guess that's kind of free reign now.
Yeah.
But you know what pisses me off? Why is it the Ohio State University?
Because it says it on the stone in the front of
the... Ohio State. I'm going to tell you right now,
because
I hate Ohio State and
no
Michigan
other
both.
Ohio State in the
but
state.
But you know what? I take Michigan over Ohio State every time.
Yeah, they've been beating them.
Now, you know what? We had a discussion once, not on this show, but we talked about it briefly on my other podcast, which we haven't recorded in a year for Steel Toes and Scoreboards. I actually need to check and see if my co-host is still alive.
Yeah,
might want to do that. But we talked about one point we were going to do an episode about like the top 25 greatest rivalries in sports history. These could be team rivalries, regional rivalries, whatever. You know, the couple of ones that came to mind was Duke North Carolina men's basketball, Brady versus Manning,
true.
Jack Nicholson versus Arnold Palmer. Another one I brought up.
Tiger from Oakland.
Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah, that's a huge one there.
Tennessee and Alabama football. Boston.
That kind of went down the wayside.
You know what the number one rivalry in all sports history is, though I said this?
Well, basketball?
No. Listen, it doesn't matter what sport it is. if it's one of the big four, NHL, NBA, MLB, NFL.
Yankees, Red Sox.
Doesn't matter if it's – no, you're close. You're damn close.
Cardinals, Cubs.
Boston versus New York. See what I did there? You said Yankees, Red Sox. It's actually Boston versus New York. I put that as number one all time. Number two all time, Lakers, Celtics.
I would pair up with that number one.
Bears, Bears, Packers.
That's a great big one there.
Yeah, yeah.
But we just had the Monon Bell game.
That's true.
That's last weekend. That was a, that's a huge one there. When I went for a visit to Paul, they made sure I saw that Monon Bell they had that year. So.
You're currently listening to that other Masonic podcast, the Sportscast edition. But it just seriously, it always about it's the Ohio State. The I'm like, get over yourself. Hey, Jim. Hey, Chad. Get over yourself. The Ohio State.
Yeah, this house on the front little facade of the university. It's the Ohio State University. So everybody just call it the only Ohio State University.
So we're going to continue this sidebar as we fill a little time here. Ask me what I've been doing in my spare time lately when I've not been working or sleeping a lot.
I'm a little scared.
No, go ahead.
What have you been doing in your spare time, Jared?
I purchased about a month and a half ago. EA Sports College Football 26.
Oh, God. You're playing that crap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nerd.
And hear me out, because this is plausible. So you know how you have, like, the FBS independent schools? They're not really belong to a conference. They're guaranteed a bowl game, but they don't really have conference play.
Like Notre Dame.
So, like, yeah, Notre Dame and UConn's one of them. Well, I expanded that list.
Is UConn one of them?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I put UConn in a different conference. I totally reimagined. Like, I have a whole head cannon of what's going on. But tell me if this is plausible. So I hate Alabama and Alabama fans because they're just like Ohio State. They need to get over themselves.
Roll Tide.
Oh, God, don't you dare. But it's plausible as much as they've paid off the refs and as much as this country dry rides. I'm not going to – we'll just call it dry rides, the SEC conference. I put Alabama as an independent. They're like, we've beat so many people in my head cannon. We beat so many people. We're an independent now. We can do whatever we want. So then I was like, well, if they're going to be jerks, I'm going to go ahead and make Ohio State jerks. So I took the Ohio State. No, I'm going to call it the. I took the Ohio State out of the Big Ten and made them an independent. And then since Rutgers was the birthplace of college football in this country, I took Rutgers out of the Big Ten and put them an independent. I took Virginia Tech out of the ACC and made them an independent.
Why?
Because they're cool, because when you play
like
a game against them, no.
They play Inter Sandman?
They play Inter Sandman to start, and it's a cool entrance.
Okay.
And then I made myself the Hoosier team, and honestly, we've been pretty good. I made myself the coach of the Hoosiers, but I've been trying to get out of there because they only have two uniforms, and I don't like it. I like having alternate black uniforms. So I'm coaching the national championships or making the college football playoffs, hoping nobody wants me. I'm winning all these games. You think somebody'd want me, but no.
Now, you play online or are you just playing on console?
Well, I mean, I bought the digital version, which, by the way, note to self to all the gamers out there, you can be like me and Todd in your late 30s and mid 40s and still be gamers. Buy the physical copy of the game. Don't buy digital. But it was like 1 o'clock in the morning and I had an urge to play college football because, you know, they brought it back last year for the first time in 10 years. And so I bought the digital copy.
Is it 2K1 or something like that?
It's just 26.
Oh, okay.
The last game they had was like 2013-ish.
See, I never really played them.
But, I mean, it's...
Played like Tiger Woods, less SOCOM, stuff like that.
I can't get into Call of Duty because I get kicked out of lobbies because I lose my patience.
I've never even played that.
I lose my patience, and next thing I know, I'm screaming over my headset at a bunch of 14-year-old kids, and it's just not fair. It's not fair that they're good.
I've never played a game where I had to wear a headset.
You know, they think they're so good at playing Call of Duty. Let's see them get out and work 60 hours a week and hold down a job and see how good they are.
They're 14. Why should they?
Sit there smack talking and be like, "That your game's so trash, bro." You know what? 6'7", little guy.
You're so weird. You're bad.
Oh, I got my kids good. This is the last sidebar.
Bad as my daughter.
I said, give me a high five. They gave me a high five. I said, down low.
Up in heaven.
Up in heaven. They gave me one. I went, 6'7". You know what our version of 6'7" was? Degeneration X. Crotch chop, baby.
Pretty much.
Suck it.
But
all right.
It's enough. 6'7". My daughter does all the time. But she wants, we're in the car, the heat, or the air conditioning, whatever, got to be on 6'7". I'm like,
did she really?
Oh, my God. It's everything 6'7".
I love you, Ava Whaley.
The worst thing, my boss at work one time, he did, we know he's 6'7". And I'm like, Okay, first of all, you're too old to be saying that. Second of all, you say it could be either or. How about that?
Wait, how old's your boss, ballpark?
Mid-30s. Exactly. Well, he was. He got moved in that area now, thank God. So. He don't listen to this, so I can badmouth him all I want, but... Another thing.
I don't know what...
Oh, take my wife, please.
It won't stop. I hit the button. There it goes.
Well, you got to hit the button again.
Okay, so we hope you enjoyed this random sidebar.
Yeah, this is a cluster.
You know what? People don't tune into this show to hear Freemasonry. They tune in for the comedy. You know what the last two episodes missed? Me.
No one does. They're probably
especially
guy.
When you're like, my mom's calling, I'll call you back, mom. And then you stop hitting record, and I'm sitting there editing this episode. I'm like, No,
John's daughter called him then.
There's like nothing. You're just like, I'll call you back, mom. And then it was over, and I'm like, should I get on here and add a disclaimer? I don't know. I'm like, you know what? Full send. I'm just going to send it out there to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just sent her a text back. I didn't call her.
I didn't listen to those episodes.
I mean, I
spot checked like every 5 minutes audio for 30 seconds. I'm like, this looks good.
Well, we had to take about a 20-minute break when John's daughter called and everything. Yeah. So, I'm like, okay, well, I should have hit pause and hit stop.
People were clamoring for Jared on this show.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
My favorite thing every time is... when you get asked by people and I'm not with you, hey man, I love the way you guys playing all those interruptions with Jared. Oh no, that's all organic. That's just how his mind works.
That's Jared's only child syndrome popping out. Look at me.
It's the what about me? What about Raven? All right, that's enough.
Piss on Raven, Johnny Polo.
But I'm.
The biggest thing about next year is giving publicity.
Well,
the only thing we got to do is get more publicity for Masonry in general.
I want to point out that I've been watching you put out you were in love with CapCut.
It's just easy.
I tried
Mojo. I tried Adobe.
CapCut's what I use to do all my news packages with.
Yeah, CapCut's just so easy to use.
But you do so many Masonic TikToks and Masonic Reels on Facebook and use CapCut. And then... it's like, I don't even have to look and see what name at the bottom, who shared it anymore. I know. But the one you put out about, you've been putting out a couple more about after your tenure in the East is over.
Yeah, it kind of works out that way.
And I'm like, you know what? I didn't do a lot, but it is kind of mentally draining.
It does, yeah.
I guess that's why they let us sit up there in the big chair with the big hat on, because we got the big brains.
You know,
brains
the one that's done the best for me so far?
Which one?
If when Reggie's at the front door at Bad Boys.
I thought you would censor that at least.
No, I don't know how to censor it. I just... TikTok wouldn't let it play it. And all it said was like MF or something like that.
That's how it goes, though, when you knock on the door. Who the... are you?
Yeah. Which I'm like, okay, this is funny. But have you noticed that more and more people are doing that now? Since I started doing it? At Refreshment started doing more of them? Well, they originally did a bunch of them.
Well, I mean, they are the goats of Freemasonry podcasting at Refreshment.
But then a couple other guys are doing them now, too. And I'm like,
thanks for forgetting me that episode. Hey, where's Jared?
I never did put that out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know when they were putting the episode out.
I was like, so waiting on Todd. You get all the way up to Chicago. Didn't I forget something? I forgot Jared.
I did like three stops. I'm forgetting something. I swear to God, I got my toothbrush. I forgot my toothbrush, but I stopped at the gas station and got me a toothbrush. And then I walk into Raver to the lodge there.
Raven Lodge there.
Yeah, Raven Lodge. Hey, where's Jared? Oh, shit.
And then it's supposed to cut back to me on the porch and it's dark. Like, I've been holding this pee all day. Where you been?
When were you going to show up?
We're idiots.
I wanted you to stand down by the road, but you wouldn't walk that far.
I did not want to walk down the hill to the road.
Yeah, 100 yards. You wouldn't walk down 100
yards.
That
was more than 100 yards, guy.
Yeah, about 150 probably. Sitting there going, ooh. With every son across the road filming you going, like, kind of like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Whenever the car goes by, lean into it and come back. That'd be hilarious.
But I've watched you put those reels out about, you know, your time in the East, and I'm like, man, this is kind of accurate.
I get guys in there, I'll ask you all the time, how long do you work on these? I'm like, 5 minutes at most.
It doesn't take you long at all.
I mean, look, these are all of them.
Good Lord, man. Get a hobby.
Yeah, when I was a trunk or treat, I worked on for like 10 minutes. But yeah. I mean, all these is like a minute and a half doing them. It's not that difficult. I do need to get more background pictures, though.
You definitely need to get some more background pictures.
Yeah. But no, man, I started, what'd my Facebook go up at? Look at my dashboard here.
Look at you.
I got over 2.1 million views altogether. My engagements went up, 7%. Before that, it was like 7,000 or 700%. I went from 2,000 followers to 6.9 thousand followers now.
Wow, look at you, record breaking.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you know, still, I mean, I went from having 2,000 members to having over almost 7,000 in a matter of what, a month?
Probably.
By doing this, so.
Well.
And to me, it's just fun. It gets the word out there. People are enjoying it.
Right.
You know, it's a way for me to get a little creativity out there and, you know, no big deal. I'm not hurting anybody doing it, so.
Well, good for you, though. And, you know, free publicity for the podcast when you do that. Indiana's first Freemasonry podcast.
Well, I did get a guy there tonight. Asking me, you know, hey, I understand you have a podcast too. You say how much you liked him and everything. Yeah, he's out of Canada. I'm like,
Canada?
Yeah.
Hey.
Sorry. But he's like, you have a podcast too? Can you send me a link? So I said to him, he started watching the Burnout. He listened to the Burnout episode. He's like, anyway, I guess he listened to all of them now.
You know, I haven't checked our Facebook messages in quite some time.
We got one here recently.
I don't bother to check. I usually like troll the trolls, though. That's what I do.
Yeah, you do a good job with that.
Yeah, there's some times when Todd, when we get spam messages and troll messages, and I go off on a tangent. And Todd's like, dude,
calm.
Remember your outlet. Like, you need to chill. It's like I say some unhinged things
sometimes. Yeah,
dang it. Yeah. Or I mess with them like, oh, you're gonna send me money? When you gonna send me money?
Yeah,
send me money.
I know one thing. I'm getting tired of dealing with the Illuminati.
God. I know. They're a bunch of liars. I was promised wealth and nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're a bunch of liars.
What do you think of that secrecy episode? I know you weren't here to give your two bits about it, but...
I mean, I listened to part of it. It was... I only listened to part of it when I was, you know, editing, so I can't really give you a full review now.
I mean, the biggest thing is, like, why do we have all that secrecy?
We're not a secret society. We're just a society with a few secrets.
You know what I mean? Why do we have like our obligations? We promise to keep our secrets, you know, murder, treason, excluded, but
it's what we're taught to do. There's reasons for everything.
Well, yeah, but what's that reason? What do you think that reason is?
Yeah, I never really thought about it before.
I always thought it was about trust. I couldn't trust a guy to.
I think it's. I mean, you could use the word trust. I would think it's more about honor. Well, I guess honor would kind of be the same thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Same along as trust. But, you know, I guess I never really thought about it until you brought it up.
You're told to keep a secret, not why you're keeping a secret.
Because if you can be trusted with something like that, that speaks volumes about your character.
Right.
At the end of the day, what's this fraternity about more than anything? Character.
Yeah, if I can't trust you with a simple password and handshake... Can I trust you with my wallet? Can I trust you with my kids? Can I trust you with my wife? You know what I mean?
I could go out to Main Event WrestleMania, and I could have my wallet, and I could have $1,000 cash in my wallet, and I could hand it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I get back through the curtain after tearing the house down in front of 80,000 people at Ford Field in Detroit for WrestleMania,
okay.
I know I don't even have to look at my wallet. I know that $1,000 is still in there.
You're going to buy a couple beers, so.
Yeah. Okay, but still,
you might buy a few beers.
Yeah, but I mean, well, I know I don't have to.
There you go.
You know, after I go blow the roof off with Undertaker in the main event at WrestleMania, I mean,
I don't think Undertaker.
And I break the streak that, in my mind, the streak is still canon. It was never broken.
What?
If it in my mind, okay, in my mind,
here's another tangent we're going down. But
yeah, here's another.
Continue.
In my mind, there's only three options for the streak. It was either. Never broken.
Right.
It was broken in 2013 by CM Punk at WrestleMania 29. Or it was broken in 2015 at WrestleMania 31 in San Francisco by Bray Wyatt. Those are the only canons in my mind. So in my mind...
So Brock Lesnar didn't do it then.
Yeah, in my mind, Brock Lesnar didn't do it.
Well, who else legitimately could have beat him?
Brock didn't need it. If they really... That's fine. Brock did not need it. Did CM Punk need it? Probably not. Have I been a CM Punk fan since the summer of like 03 or 04 when I first saw him? Yes. Did he need it? No, but it would have been cool. Did Bray need it? There's an argument. You know, Bray could have used it. Even Roman, as much as I got. In 2017 at WrestleMania 33 in Orlando, Roman could. But here's the thing. Brock Lesnar didn't need it. Brock was a legitimate, he was established before, he left and came back. He was a legitimate MMA badass. Brock didn't need it.
But I think that's the reason why.
What could that have possibly done for his career in professional wrestling that he didn't benefit?
Because he's the one in 21-1.
But since you brought this, I love tangents on this show. But no, in my mind, in my head canon, there's only three outcomes. Either CM Punk broke the streak in 2013 at WrestleMania 29 for MetLife in Jersey. Bray Wyatt broke it at WrestleMania 31, Candlestick in San Francisco, 2015, or it's never been broken.
I think Brock beating him was probably the right thing to do. But that's just me thinking out loud.
But yeah, trust.
I'm not a booker.
Coming soon, that other fantasy booking podcast.
But you also get, you know, like you could trust me. If you had to drop your kids off my house for an hour or so, you know your kids would be okay for an hour or so, at least, before I killed them. But
Riot would.
But, you know, I mean, if you need,
imagine Riot and David together?
I think David ignore. I really do.
He was so cute at breakfast. He was just chilling. I'm like, hey, David, what's up? That's all I got out of him was,
That's all we got out of him, too.
he was just sitting there like, David, you okay?
Yep.
Okay.
David, just David. He don't like crowds.
Your son has his own, it's his world. Y'all just live in it, brother.
Well, I mean, like I say, he's on the spectrum somewhere. We don't know where it's at yet.
The cool spectrum, maybe.
I know our teacher's like, he didn't want to participate in gym. I said, I know he's always liked watching.
Don't want to participate in gym, but I sent you a picture of him doing the splits in the parking lot. I'm like, good God, kid, how are you doing that?
Hey, he's flexible dog. He is. But he would rather watch somebody do something than actually do it. I mean,
I'm telling you right now, every time I watch him do kicks, I'm always thinking the wee man jackass thing. I'm like, I bet he could kick himself in the head.
Oh, I guarantee he could.
I shouldn't laugh, but you make jokes all the time.
I guarantee you kick himself in the head. Oh, he's flexible. I mean, he's the only kid who could be sitting down or laying down on his belly, do the splits, and sit up without touching the ground. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, in the same way, if he's sitting on his butt and he wants to lay down, just does splits and lays down. Crazy. He's just flexible as can be. I mean, the other day he was next to the wall. And he's watching his little tablet and everything, and his foot's up on the wall. He's just looking at his foot.
I saw him doing that at recess one day when I went to have lunch with Wright at the school and walked outside. There he is. He's literally standing on the blacktop and then just puts his foot up. And his foot's like where his hand would be if he put his hand on the wall.
He's as flexible as he can be.
I mean, I'm like, God, how's that kid do that?
Just that's the way.
He's got to be double-jointed, right?
His dwarfism's like that. He got really loose joints anyway. Even when he was little, we'd have to kind of pull his legs and get in the pants and everything. His leg would stretch like an inch and a half. It's crazy. And I asked the doctor about it. I was like, that normal? He goes, oh, yeah, his dwarf joints are kind of loose sometimes. I'm like, he's loose, all right.
Your kid's the coolest kid, I swear, man.
But he is unaffected by anything but crowds and loud noises.
Yeah, it was loud in here for the breakfast, our annual fundraiser.
Yeah, it was just talking, and he didn't have to interact. He wasn't going to sit in line with us. He went back and found him a chair.
Yeah.
So.
And then I'm like, hey, David, what's up? That's all I got was,
But y'all see him on his birthday. He was like, we had, his godparents were there, his grandma and grandpa were there, so four extra people in the house. He didn't want to be in the same room as anybody.
It's his birthday party.
I know, but he was like, I'd rather just, you know, he didn't say it, but he just rather just be by himself.
I haven't heard the kid talk a whole lot.
Yeah, he doesn't really.
I mean, every once in a while,
but like I said,
he'll say, hey.
When he has something to say, he says it. you know, if he doesn't want to do something or he don't like something, he'll talk all you want. But
I like to see him yell at Ava once.
Oh, yeah, he gets after her.
Does he? I bet he does. I bet he's got a little sass in him.
She'll pick him up and swing him around or just sit there and won't let him move or something like that.
He's like, put me down.
He's like, stop it. He'll growl at you.
Wonder where that comes from. Jill, right?
No, it's me, but he gets a lot from Jill, but not that part.
I tell everybody, Ava is you.
Oh, yeah.
David is Jill.
Yep, Ava's loud. Very, very loud. Boisterous. Right.
Well, you wanna go ahead and sew up this crime scene here?
We can, yeah.
This train wreck. I mean, it's been a great little getting me back into the rhythm here episode. You brought up that burnout episode. I actually went back and listened to that.
I haven't.
Not that long ago. Yeah. I don't listen to our episodes after we do it. Because we're right here.
Yeah.
We're in the moment. We're live. Well, it's live for us.
Live for us.
But like, live I don't. I mean, I don't ever go back and listen to them very often. But I went back and checked it out a few weeks ago, honestly, to see where my mindset was.
Yeah.
You know, versus when we recorded that, like what the we recorded that what right before I moved or right after I moved, something like that.
Right before you moved.
Yeah, I'm a different person.
Yeah.
But like, man, that was a good episode.
Yeah, it was.
So this has been another.
Even that thing, your burnout wasn't Masonic burnout. Your burnout because you're working too damn much.
Life burnout. I don't even work that much at the station. I mean, I'm still working 12s at the factory, but I reduced my hours at the station to 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Because if I didn't, I was going to end up in a grave or I was going to end up somewhere because I was going to die from exhaustion and stress. So Tuesday mornings and Thursday mornings, I go straight home.
I don't blame you.
You know, Mondays I go to the station because I don't work Sunday night. I will next week because Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know, so I'll work next week. But, you know.
So they give you Wednesday off.
Yeah.
Is Thanksgiving next weekend? Next week?
I'm pretty sure. After we get through this week, I think it's next week.
Oh, shit.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I have to work Sunday. Because if we work Wednesday, they'll have to pay us triple time after midnight Wednesday night and Thursday.
Now, let me ask you, it's Friday. Do you want to go to Bedford? Past Mattress Tree?
You know, we haven't seen Kevin in a while.
He's not able to go to it, though.
Wow. Hey, you know, Brother Cigar Lounge is...
That's what I'm thinking.
We'll
get us a little bourbon, a little cigar action.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But wait, that's this Friday?
This coming will be the 21st.
I don't know, cause
your kids this weekend.
Well, no, it would be my Friday night overnight. But
oh yeah, that's right.
Then I would have to have them on Saturday, and then I work Sunday, so I would have no weekend. Essentially,
true. Yeah,
take John. That. John needs to go up to Brother Cigar Lounge.
He can't go to the past master's degree.
Oh, that's right. He's not a past master.
Right.
Well, go up there and have a bourbon and cigar for me.
I'll drive there by myself.
Todd is looking for somebody to meet him up there. You got to be special to ride with Todd.
Yeah, no farting, no bourbon, no belching, no smoking.
You can fall asleep in the car, though.
Barely.
Well, it's been a great episode about my tenure in the East and
every
Todd's upcoming tenure and every other topic under the sun. That's why we do what we do. We couldn't do it without you guys, though, the support that we get for some reason of all the absolutely phenomenal educational and wonderful men in this fraternity in the state of Indiana. It was us two dum-dums.
I don't know how we do it.
That were the first, and people love it. And we can't say thanks enough.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of good stuff planned. We are officially on the push to the end of the season. We've got a handful more episodes coming, and then that'll be all she wrote for the season, and we'll pick back up at Founders Day in January. So
if you want to come see us at Founders Day,
you know where we'll be, right there on the mezzanine. So for Brother Todd Whaley,
Brother Jared Atkins,
this has been another episode of that other Masonic podcast, the best damn Freemasonry podcast in the world, if you ask me.
In the world?
Yeah. Remember the best damn sports show, period?
That's where I got the name from.
Yep. The best
damn. In a roundabout way, I tell you.
In a roundabout way. Yeah. Well, this has been Brother Jared.
Brother Todd.
And why do we always say peace?
I always done.
You know what's in my mind right now? Mickey Mouse. So I'm going to say toodles.
Oh, God, you're so weird.
Thanks for listening to that other Masonic podcast, Indiana's first Freemasonry podcast. Be sure to check us out on our social media channels, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. The views and opinions expressed on this show belong to Brother Jared Atkins and Brother Todd Whaley and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Grand Lodge of Indiana.